Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
How you going, Mitchy?
I'm pretty good, dudette. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh, what's good, happening?
Not a lot.
Happy New Year.
Yes. It's been interesting. Happy New Year to you too, mate. Happy New Year to you too. Any New Year songs there you want to...
No. I know you've got a song up your sleeve because you always do.
Yeah.
What's it like being 50?
Oh, fuck. I mean, everybody says the same thing, but I don't feel 50. I feel like, you know...
You're only as old as the woman you feel.
And she's older than me.
Exactly.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. Yeah. Anyway, but I feel, I mean, it's a new era, you know, and 50s is a... who would have thought? Fucking hell, I've made it to 50 and I'm alive.
I know. Well, we need to talk about your celebrations afterwards. We won't do it in this podcast because it's the first podcast of the year, so we'll talk about it another time. Mm. Because we want to talk about... have you got a song?
Well, yeah, I heard
Happy
that song.
Happy New Year to you.
Is that actually a song? Yeah, we could run with that.
No. What song do you have?
I heard that song from the 60s the other day. If you see me walking down the street and I cry when we meet, walk on by, boom, 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 boom. And it's such a catchy song. And then from there, I just started listening to more and more and more 60s stuff. And I know it's just showing my age. I'm not fucking 60 and I was born in the 70s. But man, they could sing back there. You know, Dionne Warwick, like what a voice. My God. Mm-hmm. You know?
You really are showing your age.
I know.
I'm just saying that
sort of stuff is just so catchy, you know. And you're sitting back having a coffee at the back of the house, you know, reading your mission statement, just looking at some stuff and playing some cool music.
I will say... I'm just going to, just as you were singing there, it reminded me that people have said that they really like my singing over your singing.
Did they?
Yes. So
they're
I'm just letting you know.
They're deaf people.
Deaf. They probably are, actually. Yeah. But it had to be said because I was told that. I was in
Well,
STP.
You sing that line. Welcome
Well,
by.
I actually don't know the song, boop, so boop, that's okay. Boop, boop, anyway.
No, have a go. No, it's very simple.
No, I don't know the
song. Just have a go.
I'm not having a go. You're a nutter.
All right, go on.
All right, so
let's
talk about New Year's because obviously this is a big time of year for New Year's resolutions and...
I feel like we fucking talk about this every year, but I just wanted to point out some different stuff this year, you know?
Yeah.
Just so people can get a better grasp and understanding of what the whole concept is
actually
about.
What actually is happening and stuff like that. And we want to give like four... Like, I suppose, guidelines to what to think about. Shall we start with them?
Yeah, go.
So, one of the things that happens is that the first step to take really is to take stock of the year. I mean, our accountability planner does all of that for you. Anyway, like when you're
nice plug, mate.
I don't mean to do it for that, but it's important because... one of the things you have to do is you've got to recognize you can't figure out where you're going unless you can register where you are, right? It's like a GPS. There's no point in putting a destination into the map unless you're clear with where you are, because the instructions to get there is going to be different based on where you are.
But also, why would you feel inspired to build a future if you've never taken stock of the things you've accomplished in the past?
100%. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So when you take stock of the things that have accomplished in the past, so the things that you're really grateful for, but also looking at some of the challenges that have occurred and, you know, really realizing that all the challenges that occurred were there to give you what you needed in order to be able to get to where you want to get to this coming year.
Yeah, so the taking stock is about really just checking in with how the year went, checking in with how you were feeling, checking in with what lessons you learned, checking in with how did you grow, you know, what, like, and oftentimes, and I know for me personally, that other people might see growth in certain ways, but I can see it in a different way by the way that I process information. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So there might be something that other people don't necessarily recognize, but, you know, or even, you know, last STP, I remember you and I were talking about the fact that, you know, during the event I was annoying you and you said, you were just annoying me for absolutely no, like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I said, you were doing the same for me. And the both of us, instead of dealing with it, instead of talking, we were just like, actually, There's nothing to be – like, we took accountability. Mm. And, like, nobody would have known that unless we actually had the communication about it. It's something that happens internally, and it was like that emotional intelligence of being able to go, oh, hang on a second, I've grown there because I didn't behave the way – or I caught myself before behaving the way I would normally behave. So taking stock isn't just about big things necessarily, can be little things. It can be like actually doing a deep dive into how did this year go? You know, what did, you know, what was learnt? What was, where was the growth? Who did I become? And really checking in and, like you said, having a sense of appreciation for where you're at. Because like I said, if you don't know where you're at, there's no way you can reference where you're going.
Yeah.
You have to like really take that on board.
And I see it as, you know, stopping and understanding who you are and how you mature as you go through each year, as you can move through each challenge. But being able to link the challenge to upcoming perceived challenges allows you to really see that, you know, life actually has a design to it. You know, everything that's happening, nothing is a challenge just for the sake of it not being a challenge. And that's why people get emotional.
Yeah.
You're not grateful if you can't see the link. If you can't see how your past is actually enabling your future, you can't make that link. You're emotional. You think, well, why the fuck did that happen? Why did that need to happen? Couldn't it have happened any other way?
Exactly.
But when you stop and have a look, you realize it was perfect how it happened. And it's perfect in order for the year that you got ahead of you.
Yeah. So what you're saying is then is create the, like, find the link, find the reason. Yeah. Because that way it makes sense to you. So you've got an understanding. Yeah. 100%. But that, and it happens in every area, you know, how you deal with the kids, you know, how you talk to staff, how, you know, all of the things, like really just taking stock about every element, you know.
Yeah.
That's step number one. Step number two then is really looking at the challenges that you've had, because the challenges are where you grow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would do a couple of things with that. I would look at the challenges that you've had and figure out what the lesson and the blessing is and what it's taught you.
Yeah.
But I'd also look at your challenges and find out, was the challenges or were the challenges that I faced last year, were they challenges of my own making, or were they challenges that happened and I had sort of no control over that?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because one of the things we teach is, you know, when you create your challenges, that's when you that's when you're mastering your own life, because life is going to challenge you anyway.
Yep.
So while you're checking in with your challenges, because the challenges and checking in with your challenges is a good place to start to really take stock and really check into what did you learn, what did it teach me, what is it showing me, etc. But also checking in with the types of challenges you were getting, and where are you comfortable with those types of challenges, or would you like to evolve your challenges?
And I think, you know, the only time we have petty challenges in our lives is when we haven't, you know, picked up the reins of where we're going. You know, you're always going to be challenged. You're always going to be challenged financially, socially, in terms of family. But if you want to eradicate petty challenges from your life, set up a life that you're moving towards something big all of the time. You know, and you don't have any time for that petty nonsense. Do you know what I mean? You don't. It just doesn't show up. And if petty nonsense and petty challenges are showing up, it's a sure sign that your target is not big enough. You know, your target is not, you know, you're not on target. It's not big enough. It's not something that is congruent. It's not something that, you know, is part of the big picture of why you're here.
And if I think that's a really important point. If your challenges are on target, they're not going to be petty. They're going to be big challenges.
Yeah.
They're going to be challenges that are steps for you to overcome. They're transitions into a new period, you know?
Yeah.
So they're not going to be throwaway things that you're just dealing with every single day.
Well,
they're
going to
be next level, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So were your challenges next level? And when your challenges are next level, you grow. So remember, growth and comfort can't occupy the same space. So if you're too comfortable, even in your challenges, and what I mean by having comfortable challenges is you know how to deal with a bill showing up, or you know how to deal with the same challenge of, you know, the same problems in the household or the same, you know what I mean? Like the same thing, the same cyclical challenges. If you're in the same cyclical challenges, you're not creating a life that you are most proud of.
Yeah.
So you want to check in. What did your challenges teach you? What did you learn from them? What are the mm-hmm. blessings here? But then also, are these the sort of challenges I want still, or do I want to have higher quality challenges?
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, higher quality challenges have just a bigger payoff. You know what I mean? Lower quality challenges have just a lesser payoff.
Yeah.
But it shows a level of involvement based on the size of the challenge you got.
Yeah.
You know, the only time it's a challenge is when you don't see that what you have is around you to be able to overcome it. It's just about aligning all your stars. You know, you can overcome anything.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So then, like you kind of touched on it before, but step three would be like, now that we've got taken stock, we've looked and had some appreciation for how we've grown and we've taken stock of, you know, what were the challenges, where could we have done better, where could we have stepped up. The next part is now taking everything that I've learned, how do we inject this into what's happening forward, and how do we bring this forward and our learnings forward into the next year?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was teaching, one of the reasons I left teaching was because I was over the same cycles. I was over having the same problems. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have this understanding of life back then
mm-hmm.
to say, this is what I learned last year. How am I going to honour what mm-hmm. I learned last year by creating a new year that has these learnings embedded into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Because if I have these learnings embedded into it, then I'm going to get new learnings this year. I'm not going to learn the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, how can I take this forward, this learning forward to this new year so that, yes, I can create my challenges and I can grow from this year? Excuse me.
Well, we know that the universe echoes, right? It sends you around the same things. Everything sits in a cycle.
Yep.
And if you're caught in the same cycle, it's because you're not getting the lesson.
Yep.
You know, that's all it is. Yep. You know, but people see the cycle before they see the environment change. You know, and if you pay attention to the environment changing as you take stock of things, that's when you start to move out of the cycle. And on top of that, talking about cycles as if you're not in the cycle is another very rich thing to do.
Well, being emotionally aware and intelligent enough.
Yeah, being able to talk about, hey, look, I seem to be in this cycle. And talking about the cycle allows you to not feel as if you're in it.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
you're blinded when you're in it.
Because
lots of people get into cycles and they're in them, so they don't even know that they're in them.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? They can't communicate as if they are the cycle.
Mm.
You know, he did this, I did that, instead of, hey, look at what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, look at what's happening between us. Hey, let's talk about that conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
So taking it into the next year is about planning your year so that your learnings are, like we said, embedded into your upcoming year. But you want to make sure that a lot of times people at this time of the year, they get really serious mm-hmm. about the year ahead, and mm-hmm. I think that's good, but it's not about getting serious only. It's about, like, you've got to integrate as a whole as you go through this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that also means that at this time of the year, you want to be planning your playtime.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be planning your hedonistic activities.
Mm-hmm.
And your hedonistic activities are where you get into flow states, where you get mm-hmm. to just be, you know, in those moments. Excuse me. So you should be planning for hedonistic time daily, weekly, monthly,
mm-hmm.
quarterly,
mm-hmm.
seasonally,
mm-hmm.
where you know what's going. Like, perhaps, like, let's say skydiving is one of your things that you just feel like, I just can do that. Do you know, and I'd love to do that just to, you know, get out of my head and just go into that space. Well, you may not be doing that every...
I'd like to see you do that.
You might not do it... that's not something you do every week. That might be something you do either once a month or once a quarter, right? Mm. But so something you would do or never if you're scared of heights.
I fucking hate heights.
I know. But there's other things you can do every day. You can either meditate, yoga, exercise that you can do every day that gets you in that place.
I mean, one of the things that people think when they're setting their goals for the year, right, is they're, you know, they by February they're not fucking...
Yeah.
They're completely back in the same cycle.
Yeah.
But it's because they haven't actually set something up each week, fortnight, month that's exciting for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? That are things they want to accomplish and what they want to do.
Yeah.
When I go away with the lads down to down to Lingalonga, and you know, we get down there and it's a bike park and there's some very serious stuff down there, right? You know, everybody goes, hey, is there anything you want to accomplish? And every time I get asked that question, is there anything you want to accomplish? And I just answer with, you know, what I want to accomplish is I just want to have a good time. I just want to go down here. I want to hang out with you guys, you know, take the piss, drink some beer, ride some bikes.
And preferably not break my collarbone.
Preferably not kill myself. But I also in my own mind go, okay, I haven't accomplished that. I really want to accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And I'd rather talk about what I've accomplished to others after I've accomplished it as opposed to beforehand and setting myself up not to accomplish it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Where I see that some of the guys put a little bit of pressure on themselves.
Yep.
And what I also can see happen there is that accidents can happen when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're best to just keep what it is you want to achieve to yourself. So don't share it with everybody because, you know, when you attach a positive emotion to that, you attach a simultaneous
negative
emotion to it internally and you ridicule yourself because you're not getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think that setting your life up to, first off, you shouldn't set a life up where you're every year, once a year, you're setting your dreams. You should be doing that monthly.
So, but let's go back because you're jumping ahead for a second. Sorry. It's okay. But in terms of the hedonistic thing, right?
Yeah.
Because people are so serious. So remember, hedonism is something that is, you know, it gets you out of your head state, you know, you're in flow, you're in tune with yourself, you know? So like I said, one ways to achieve that is like, you do things like daily, like yoga or exercise or meditation, stuff like that. Weekly, you might be doing things like getting a massage or doing, for you, at least once a week, you'll go out on the bikes and that's a good flow state for you, like you're getting out of your head and into that zone. Monthly, you might do something different. So you go every quarter to Lingalonga, at least once a quarter if you can, so that you're just away for a couple of days. Now, some people can't do that.
Yeah.
But it's not about what you can and it's not about that. It's about scheduling time.
Yeah.
It's like about making sure that you've got time, that you're choosing to do what you love.
Yeah.
And so therefore, like you said, you're not putting too much pressure on yourself to do X, Y, Z because you're also enjoying the process of it. And I think a lot of people forget that. They forget to plan the hedonism. They forget to plan the fun
and the things you want to do.
Yeah.
One of the things we want to do this year is what's one of the things we want
to do? I haven't sorted it out yet, but I'd love to go away in the middle of the year personally.
Yeah.
I want to go to Tomorrowland. That's the plan. So I have not had a minute to do any research on that at this point.
When are the tickets getting released?
February, I think. January, February.
I'm there this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, famous last words. 50th. You said that last time.
You're 50. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be. Not yet. You're 50.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then the last one, I know, I'm going to use that. I've got a whole year of being 49 whatever. When you're 50, so I'm going to use it. I'm still in my 40s, mate. You're over the hill. and then the last thing is being consistent. So you touched on that, right?
Yeah.
That it's not about doing it once a year. Mm-hmm. It's about every, like, checking in with what your goals are consistently, understanding that you're always going to be moving them and playing with them and not – you don't wait until the end of the year to go, oh, fuck it, I'll just wait till next year to do it.
Wouldn't it be cool, like you think about the Inspired Life Planner, right? Wouldn't it be cool if every year you filled in a planner, right? And on you have a bookshelf that has every year.
Yeah.
Year one, year two, year three, year four.
And see how far you've come.
Yeah. And then being able to show that to your kids later, you know, 100%. Or your grandchildren. Hey, this is what I did. You want to know what I did? Here's what I did here.
I have that with my equilibrations. It'd be like, this is what I used to be so upset about that I actually had to do an equilibration over.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And look at, like, I feel so far different to that person, but it's really good as a checkpoint, you know. Mm. But consistency, I think, is the key.
Very important.
If you're not consistent with the things that you want, the things that you love to do, how you're going to push yourself, then next year you're just going to end up in the same scenario where it's like at the end of the year you're just starting all over again.
Right.
Instead of making the growth a continual spiral upwards, instead of just like leaps and like spurts, just like you said, by February. These New Year's resolutions don't work because they only happen for such a short time.
That's exactly
It's not about having a New Year's resolutions. It's about setting yourself up in an ongoing way to continue to step forward and create your challenges and to live your best example of your life as possible,
yeah,
in my opinion anyway. So what's one thing you want to achieve this year, do you think?
I really want to – I have a couple of things, but I really want to I want to get to Tomorrowland, I really I know, I get that.
I just remember what happened last time.
I have another store I want to open this
year. Oh, yeah?
I have a couple of properties I want to offload, and I have some other properties that I want to buy. So just the other things. Getting more time with the kids and family, I mean, that's super important.
Well, you need to get it in before they are teenagers and they don't want to have anything to do with their dad.
Lexi doesn't want to have anything to do with them anymore.
Oh, she still loves 13. Me.
She's like, she doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Like, every day, every second day is, I hate you, Dad. You're the worst dad ever. And then at 9 o'clock, she comes in and goes, can I have a cuddle? I'm like, yeah, of course, you little shit.
Anyway. She's so cute. All right, New Year's, here we go.
Over and out. Even if you live the most extraordinary life, there is always more to learn. This is why tens of thousands of people are using MJB Seminars techniques to hack their consciousness and bridge the gap from where they are to where they actually want to be.
MJB Seminars use cutting-edge transformational processes that are science-based and backed to help people break through subconscious barriers and limiting beliefs in order to reset, reboot, and live inspired. If you'd like to know more today, Google search MJB Seminars Bridge the Gap. Click on the first link and watch the video.
Now, for simply watching the video, you will also receive a complimentary coaching session with one of our master coaches valued at over $600 to help you get traction in your life today. Remember, live life inspired.